From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. The United Nations Security Council held an emergency meeting today on Israel's deadly commando raid on ships taking humanitarian aid to the blockaded Gaza Strip, with Palestinians and Arab nations condemning Israel's actions and calling for an investigation. Israel, for its part, has defended its actions, saying its personnel came under attack after they boarded the vessel. Turkey's Foreign Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu was among those who spoke at the UN meeting condemning Israel's actions.
Israeli actions constitute a grave breach of international law. In simplest terms, this is tantamount to banditry and piracy. It is murder conducted by a state. It has no excuses, no justification whatsoever. A nation state that follows this path has lost its legitimacy as a respectful member of the international community.
The raid on the ship left at least 9 people dead, many others injured. Many of those on the vessel were from Turkey. A draft measure being considered by Security Council members would call for Israel to lift the blockade on Gaza and immediately release ships and civilians it's holding. There are wire service reports tonight quoting U.S. intelligence officials as saying they now believe al-Qaeda's number 3 leader, Sheikh Saeed al-Masri, is dead. According to the sources being quoted, al-Masri is believed to have been killed recently in a tribal area of Pakistan. At this point, there are a few other details. President Obama, after getting rained out in Illinois, was finally able to deliver his Memorial Day message upon his return home. Speaking at Andrews Air Force Base, the president praised the nation's war dead. NPR's Paul Brown reports that was the thread running through the many Memorial Day celebrations in Washington today.
Admiral Mike Mullen, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, says the real meaning of Memorial Day should be remembered among the holiday barbecues and one-day sales at stores. At Arlington National Cemetery, Mullen says this day is about honoring people who gave their all.
Our treasured keepsakes will be the lives we celebrate.
And that's just the reason Vietnam veteran Joe Ingino gives for coming from Long Island to D.C. and the Vietnam Veterans Memorial every Memorial Day.
I'm down here to remember my brothers and sisters that are on that wall. I got a lot of my friends on that wall.
Ingino says his best moments at the memorial are when people come up to him and say, "Thank you." Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.
American or Atlantic hurricane season officially arrives tomorrow. From member station WLRN in Miami, Phil Latzman has more.
Weather forecasters admit they are entering uncharted territory as they steer into hurricane season with one eye on the spill. National Hurricane Center Director Bill Reed admits they know very little about how the oil and storms might mix, but does know the attention on oil could hamper preparation efforts.
It's become the overwhelming second topic at meetings that normally would be just hurricanes, and we're really hoping that people don't forget that as far as saving lives and property in general, a major hurricane coming in trumps the oil.
U.S. financial markets were closed for Memorial Day. This is NPR. A Pakistani court today has moved to lift its ban on the popular social networking site Facebook. The ban, initially put in place after a competition to draw the prophet Muhammad, caused consternation with Pakistani officials. However, the country's leaders said any blasphemous material on the site will be blocked. Any representation of the prophet is deemed to be blasphemous among Muslims, who constitute the vast majority of Pakistani citizens. China has issued new rules saying evidence obtained through torture cannot be used in death penalty and other criminal cases. NPR's Lisa Lim reports from Shanghai.
This reform is significant as it points to an acknowledgement of serious failures in the legal system. The Supreme People's Court and 4 ministries unveiled the new laws in an unusually strongly worded statement. It said that slack and improper methods had been used to gather, examine, and exclude evidence in recent cases, especially death penalty cases. The laws are expected to reduce death sentences and forced confessions. China's been embarrassed by recent cases, including a farmer who was sentenced to life in prison for murder. 11 years later, his victim turned up alive. The farmer told a local newspaper he'd confessed to a crime he didn't commit because the police had beaten him. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Shanghai.
While the world's fastest supercomputer is still in the U.S., the Cray Jaguar, based at the Oak Ridge National Lab in Tennessee, China appears to be closing in. A Chinese supercomputer ranked as the world's second has now surpassed rival machines in Europe and Japan. Known as the Dawning Nebula, the computer based at the National Supercomputing Center in China recently achieved a sustained computing speed of 1.27 petaflops. The Oak Ridge computer, used for nuclear weapons simulation, has been measured at 1.75 petaflops. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.